Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shaw, and today we are talking about friendship. And I'm so excited because I don't have a lot of skills in many things, but one thing I feel like I'm an expert in is friendship. I'm good at being a friend. I'm good at collecting good people to be my friends. So this is definitely my wheelhouse. And I credit it to these two little bitches. When I was in first grade, actually, I had like the greatest group of little girlfriends. They were so sweet. And especially because this is when I had leg braces. So it was so amazing that I had so many wonderful little girlfriends. And then in fifth grade, I was friends with these two girls who were just little, you know, little not nice girls. And they really were just awful. For like 2 years, they just were, every Friday would torture me. So by the end of sixth grade, I was like, I can't be friends with these girls anymore. They're just so mean. And I cut them out. And from that point forward, anytime I was friends with a girl or boy who would either pick a fight with me or would not make me not feel good, I just removed myself from that situation, from that friendship. And now, you know, years and years later, I find all my friends are just amazing, wonderful people because I eliminate toxic people very fast. So I do feel like this is my wheelhouse. Now, with that said, have I gotten into fights with friends? Of course, it's human nature to sometimes fight. The point is you want to be able to make up. So the story I'm going to tell you is the fight I had with one of my best friends, and we will call him Security. Now, yes, Security is my brother. Yes, Security and I work together, but he's also my best friend. Now, he's looking at me like, I am? You are. Am I your best friend?
Of course.
Are you sure?
Yes. I tell everyone you're my best friend.
Guys, I'm going to be fully transparent. We recorded this podcast. I was about three sentences in, and Security made us stop because my voice was piercing.
The volume was too loud. So, yes.
All right, guys, I'm going to pause for 1 second. Is there a way for the listeners to hear that 30-second beginning, or is it already gone? All right, please enjoy this tidbit of our false start because Security thought my voice was too piercing. Welcome back, everyone, to Call Waiting. It's me, Robin Shaw.
It's very loud. Very loud.
It's kind of loud.
Oh, my God, that voice.
Okay, take two. Okay, welcome back to present time. Okay, so anyway,
Continue your story.
Okay, so we really are best friends, and we get along great. And through our childhood, we have another brother. All of us really never fought.
Never.
We got into one major fight. And so I'm going to tell that story right now. So there's a part that's going to be a little vague, but it's only because to tell this story, I have to tell this other part of this story. And this other part of the story, I really don't want to talk about. But for the sake of the story, I got to talk about it. I know you guys are like, Robin, what are you smoking? Nothing. I'm sober. Okay. Anyway, I started stand-up in 2011. On my very first show, Security was there, and when I got off stage, he said, we need to talk. That night, he said, Robin, I really think you're going to make it in this business. Let me help you. Let's work together. I'll use my set of skills as, you know, a manager, an editor, and I will help you. And together, I really think you can make it. And I said, great. And we started working together. About a year in, I meet this guy in the industry and who said he could really help me. And it turned into like a really toxic Me Too situation. This is the part I really don't want to talk about. One day I'll feel comfortable talking about it, but I want to be able to talk about it in a healthy way. And I'm just still, you know, I'm still not there to talk about it fully. But anyway, for the next year, this guy, we'll call him, Douchebag. Does that sound like an appropriate name?
Perfect name for him.
Okay, so Douchebag would help me with my career, but really it was a terrible, terrible situation for a young girl to be in. And not only that, because security was helping me with my career, all my emails security would get. So when this guy would say, I could help you with your career, and then the next sentence was this very sexually explicit, unprofessional line, security would get it. And he, as my brother, as my best friend, as my business partner, this, he was very upset. He would say, Robin, you have to end this situation. You got to get out of this. You got to get out of this. And I was like, no, we got to make it. I'm going to make it in this career, whatever. Like, we just got to hold on a little bit longer. And during this time, my mental health, because of the situation, was really, really bad. And security just constantly was noticing this and wanting to this situation to end. All right. Then, and security at the time had a full-time job on top of helping me. Well, on a specific Friday, Douchebag messages me and says, I need you to make this audition tape. This is really important. This is going to be your big break. So I said, okay, security, we got to make this audition tape. Security goes, great. All weekend, we worked on this tape. We went all around New York. We went everywhere. And then security at night stayed up and edited it. We busted our asses. On Sunday, we sent the tape to Douchebag. Monday, he emails back just one line that said, great ass. Security shuts his laptop and just like gets up. And he was like, you look so disappointed. I could still picture your face today. So then I was like, security, don't act like that. And you're like, Robin, like, you were like, enough's enough. You got to get out of the situation. This is terrible. I spent my weekend helping you. And for what? To get, you know, degraded. You're more than this. And I was like, no, we got to make it. We're going to make it. He starts yelling at me, which security never yells, which then I start yelling. I yell all the time.
No, you don't yell at me like that.
No, I never yell at you.
Nor do you yell like that.
I know. I was. I'm making light. He's already getting upset. Do you hear the way he's talking to me? Did you hear that tone? Okay, so.
And I'm defending you.
I know. This, the whole time you're defending me. So anyway, so he's yelling at me. I'm yelling at him. And meanwhile, neither one of us are mad at each other. It was really, we're mad at Douchebag, but we didn't know what to do at this point. Even you're young at this point. Like,
yeah.
Security's only 4 years older than me, and I was young. So we're like screaming at each other, and we're at his place at this point, and security's like, get out of my home. Which, like, I was like, I've never been kicked out of anywhere before, more along like a family's home. So I leave. Again, a first fight I've ever been in with security. So then I go to my parents' home. I tell my dad the story. No, my dad does not know the whole story. I just said that security and I were fighting. He didn't know the whole behind the scenes thing, obviously. My dad was like, maybe you shouldn't work with security and just be siblings and friends. And I was like, no, you're an idiot. I was like, okay. He didn't know all the other shit I was doing. So I decided I needed to get away because it was just, I was in such a bad place. So I booked a flight to California because my best friend Adam from college lived out there. I get to California and I'm telling Adam part of the story. And he's like, you know what? Let's just go out for lunch. We'll go to, I know this really fancy place in Malibu on the water. Let's just like go and have a fancy lunch and get drunk. I said, okay, we show up. The place is like, no, you don't have a reservation. Like you can't just like walk in because it was a really fancy place. So we're like, oh, okay. He's like, everything's booked. We're like, okay, fine. He's like, except we have one table. That's our VIP table. No one could sit there unless they're VIP. And we're like, okay. He's like, look, I will let you two sit there. But if anyone famous comes or anyone important comes, you have to quickly like leave. We're like, okay, fine. So he sit us at this VIP table, which was like away from the rest of the restaurant, like literally on the water. And the waiter, who was like this young act, like, you know, struggling actor, comes over. He's like, how did you guys get this table? And we're like, we don't know. He's like, you know what? I'm going to bring out appetizers on us because this is like such a fancy table. Like usually we give free appetizers anyway. I said, okay, great. So then I'm telling Adam how I'm fighting with security for the first time in my entire life. And I tell him all about Douchebag. And I even tell him, I was like, I've had an email in my drafts to Douchebag for 6 months saying, I want to terminate our professional and personal relationship immediately. Do not contact me again. I said, it's been sitting in my drafts. I'm telling him, I can't believe security is coming so hard on me. I'm just like venting. All right. Then halfway through the lunch, Adam says, oh, my phone's dead. I need to text my work telling my I'm going to call out. He was a spin teacher at the time. So I said, okay, take my phone. He's on my phone, and then he gives it back, and he goes, oh, by the way, the email to douchebag was just sent. I said, what? He said, yeah, I went into your drafts and sent that email. I said, what? He goes, it was time. You're fighting with security. You're falling apart. You're in a terrible, terrible situation. This guy has to go. And so then all of a sudden, I turn off my cell phone, and like my eyes like well up with tears. Happiness. This is, I was not mad at Adam at all. He did the right thing. It's what a friend sometimes needs to do, is to step up. And then all of a sudden, the waiter comes with champagne, and he goes, this is on us. And we're like, what? Because like, again, Adam and I are broke. We can't afford this place to begin with. And he's like, yeah, it looks like you guys were having an intense moment. So me and the other waiter decided to give you a bottle of champagne. And we're like, what is happening? So we drank this, like, I had to be like $1,000 bottle of champagne. They bring the bill. The whole thing was on the house. The whole thing, the whole meal. So then I leave the meal. I go home to my hotel. I call security. I said the email was sent. And he said, okay, great, let's move on. And mm-hmm. we never really talked about it.
Talked about or had an argument like that.
Yeah.
We've had arguments, but it was like,
Fun ones.
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, do you think that almost ended our sibling and friendship?
Well, dad's advice
was the worst. So this was not the story I was going to tell yesterday. I was going to dive in deeper into when I was a kid and those mean girls. But then I thought this story was great because, one, it was a fight with you, and it was showing my friendship with Adam, how he stepped up. Mm-hmm. But there's a third reason why I told this story that you don't know.
Why?
Last night. Oh my God, guys, security's face is like about... Okay, last night I was checking my Hinge. Douchebag writes, like, you know how like on Hinge you can like someone and send a message even if the person hasn't like liked you or anything?
Yeah.
Douchebag, who, again, guys, remember, this is in 2012 this all happened, sends me a message on Hinge, which is a dating site for those who don't know, saying, oh, look who just popped up on my feed.
If you write back to him, I'm leaving right now. If you...
All right, let's write back to him right now.
Don't you dare.
Don't tempt me. No, I didn't. I exiled. But how crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
How crazy.
That's... I'm...
Shocked.
Shocked.
Shocked, right? Anyway, so our friendship, I think, survived.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam, who was a great friend. Mm-hmm. And Hinge, you got to get your act together. If someone knows me, you got to stop showing my picture. All right. Anyway, am I your best friend?
Yes, you are.
You're my third best friend. Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's open up the lines.
Okay, Robin, we have Diana on the phone.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you? I'm so glad I get to talk to you.
I'm so glad I could talk to you. So today is all about friendship drama. So tell me, paint me a picture. What's going on?
Okay, so I have this friend. She's been a really good friend over the years, but like last week, she took me out for coffee and she's like, I really need to talk. And she told me that she felt uncomfortable because she always felt like I was in her shadow. And I didn't know what to say to her. What do you say to somebody who says that to you?
Okay. Well, first off, how do you know her? How long have you guys been friends?
I have known her for probably about 8 years now. And I mean, we're pretty close. you know, we work together. We live in the same neighborhood. So, you know, we're pretty close.
Okay. All right. Well, first off, there's a lot here. First off, right? No friend should ever feel that way, should feel in the shadow. If anything, they should be excited about all the amazing things you're doing, is my opinion.
That's what I thought, too. And so that's why I didn't know what to say.
What did you say?
I said, I'm sorry you feel that way. I didn't know what else to say. What are you? I don't know. I mean, I get it. I'm great. But like, I want her to be great too.
Is your friend more reserved? Like, are they more?
Totally.
Yeah, introvert?
definitely more quiet. Definitely like doesn't necessarily like to be in the spotlight. So, you know, there's that too, but I want all of my friends to shine because, you know, what I'm doing, from my opinion, has nothing to do with whatever anyone else is doing.
Right. So how did that, wait, so how did it end? You just said, I'm sorry you feel that way?
It was kind of awkward. It was awkward. You know, she talked a little bit about why, and I mean, I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to be untrue to myself, you know, and say something like, oh, I'll try to tone it down because that's not happening.
No, absolutely not.
But, you know, I did say, like, I want you to create your own light. I did say that to her, and I'd be her biggest cheerleader. But I don't know if she, like, got it. So it's been a little bit awkward since we've had this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I feel real friends and good friends want you to shine your brightest, and they should always be pushing you to shine bright, kind of like how you said to her, I want you to shine bright. I would just be a little cautious around this friend. Before you came on, you know, I was talking about how, you know, at this point in my life, if I feel like someone's either starting to pick fights with me or not push me to be my best, it's okay to like make either give a little distance or just understand that, you know, if someone's not making you be your best and making you want to dim your light a little, this is not a friend you want super, super close around all the time. In my opinion, is just be cautious because anyone who's starting to dim your light, it's only the beginning and other things could stack on top of it. Also, there may just be other stuff going on in her life and she may just be lashing out.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And I get it, but like, that's kind of not how I want to be there for you. You know what I mean? I think you're right. I don't want someone in my life who's going to ask me to be less shiny. I want everyone around me to be as shiny as they possibly can be and encourage me to do the same. So yeah, I think you're right. I think having some distance would probably be the best, at least for now. And look, yeah. I know not every friendship's supposed to last forever, I guess, right?
No, they say there's people come in your life for a page, a chapter, or a novel. That's not the quote, but it's something like that. That not everyone's supposed to be around forever is the gist of it. There's this phrase that goes around TikTok, like, if I'm too much, go find less. And if any point someone, whether it's a significant other, a friend, a coworker, a family member, thinks you're too much and they're not enough, then they could find someone who's less to make them shine bright. You keep shining bright. You keep being the star of the room, and you will find other people who will match your energy.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. All right. I'm going to go shine bright. I want you to shine bright too.
Go shine bright like a diamond. What's that song?
Exactly.
Shine bright like a diamond. Yes. I sound just like Rihanna. I know. All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Robin. Bye.
All right. Bye. You know, I find, you know, I had a friend who said the exact same thing to me in college. I had a girlfriend be like, you know, I always feel like whenever we show up somewhere, everyone, you know, gravitates towards you and I feel like I'm left in the shadows. And I remember being like, well, then you talk to people. You have to go out. You know, I think there's, it's so funny. I related to her so much. There is a dynamic that sometimes when you have a really extroverted friend and an introverted friend, how that introverted friend could sometimes feel, you know, but it doesn't mean one should be less. It, you know, people are different. What? Security, were you tuning in? Now you're tuning in.
No, I'm agreeing with everything you're saying.
This is why I wanted my voice piercing in your ears so that you would pay attention.
I was paying attention.
Okay, put it through the next call.
Okay, we have Robin on the phone.
Hi, Robin.
Hey, the other Robin. Mine's spelled with an I, and I'm much, much older than you. So I have words of wisdom here about friendship.
Okay, I first want to say you have a beautiful name.
I know. You know, I didn't like it when I was little because everything was Robin Redbreast. And it, when you're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, you don't appreciate it that much. But I love the name now.
I love the name, too. When I was a kid, the reason I didn't like it was because there was this rhyme where Batman smells and Robin laid an egg. And they would, like, the kids on the playground be like, Robin's laying an egg. And I was like, no, I'm not. Even though I had no clue what that meant. Oh, anyway, on to friendship. So you said you had some advice for me?
Well, just advice is as we get older, I have a group of college friends. We all had the same dorm, went to Alfred University, upstate New York, and we were all placed in the same dorm, which was all freshman girls at the time. And we formed this group over the years that we still get together once a year and take a vacation in everyone's town. Like they came, I'm near Atlanta, they came to Dalton, Georgia about 6 years ago, and we had a blast. We're going upstate this year to Keuka Lake. A girl has a place up there, and there's probably 14 to 15, sometimes 16 people that do this for about 4 days. So I'm just saying, we all had little conflicts when we were younger, but if you can hang in there and you have the right group of friends, it's so satisfying as you get older.
That's beautiful. So your advice is hold on to friends.
Yes. If you know they're good, you know, if they're causing you too much drama and too much angst, then they may not be your true friend. But we just all stayed connected a little bit and then reconnected once our kids were older. And now it's like you can't wait for the next year to get together and be back in college again. So hang in there if they're worth it.
I love that. This morning I Googled facts about friendships, and one of them is that if you have a good, like, community of friends, even if it's just one or two, that if you have good friends, it strongly relates to a positive mental health.
Oh, I can definitely see that. For sure.
In all these years, did you guys ever fight, or has this always been a positive girl group?
There's a little bit. Some people say, oh my gosh, someone the boss because she's bossy.
There's always one in every group. There's one in every group. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do have our little nicknames for each other, but we all laugh about it and everyone pretty much gets along. It helps that we see each other once or twice a year.
Having good friends is so important. I love it. Robin, thank you so much. I think this is advice we will all treasure. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Robin?
Yes.
I just have one thing to say.
What?
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost his wheel and Joker got away.
Did you look that up or did you remember
that?
No,
I remember right when you started it. I was like, oh, it's Jingle Bells.
Okay, guys, remember when I said when I was a kid, someone would sing this and make fun of me? Now we know who it was. All right, put through the next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Miss Hall on the phone.
Hi, Miss Hall.
Well, hi, it's Midge, M-I-D-D-E. Hi, Robin.
Hi, thank you for calling in.
Oh my gosh, so excited to talk to you.
So we are discussing friendships today, drama, whatever it is. So why don't you paint me a picture, tell me what happened or is going on.
Okay, so I have this kind of new friend. And so she's like, first we're going to go to coffee, but then she's like, let's go to lunch. And we go to, well, back up a little. This other friend said this thing to me, like, I think she drinks a lot. And not that I don't drink, but, and so we went to this Mexican restaurant, and then I think she wanted to go there because she could get drinks. And I had like one margarita, but she had like three, and she was really drunk. And then But she insists on paying for lunch. I'm like, whatever. And she's like, you get next time. And then last night, she shows up for like a game night with friends, like bombed, slurring her words, like really embarrassing and saying like so much embarrassing things to everyone. So I'm like, I don't think I want to be friends with her anymore. But now I feel like I owe her a lunch or something. And I don't know what to do.
Okay. First off, if you don't feel like this is someone you want in your life for whatever reason, you know, if she's getting too drunk and she embarrasses you or you don't feel comfortable, anything is fine. I'm trying to think, hold on. Let me think. Do you owe her a lunch? Because she treated the last one, right? That's why you feel like you maybe. Okay. I got it. Sorry. It took me a second, but it came to me. All right. Yes, she treated you to lunch. So I say take her to a breakfast and not a brunch, because brunch there's drinking, okay? Say, hey, I have a baby shower at, 11. I really would love to grab breakfast on Sunday. Would you want to like do an early, maybe we could go for a walk and grab an early breakfast, but I have to leave by 10. So that you're then treating her to breakfast. Maybe you're taking a walk and see in that environment how she is. Because maybe you actually will really like her and want to spend more time with her. And at that point you'll go, okay, this is a friend I should do like activities with, whether it's rock climbing or hikes or bowl, something. Well, bowling, there's drinking, but like, do you know what I mean? Like, and let's say you're like, no, I'm not worth it. Then you paid for the breakfast. You guys are even, and then you could slowly pull away. But breakfast is the meal to go with, and then see if you like her during the walk. Great. If not, you're now even, Steven, on the meals.
Okay, that's the way. I didn't even think of that. That's a great idea. That will work. As long as, like, she doesn't come drunk from the night before.
Well, look, I mean, and if she does good, she'll be a little sleepy and she won't be that loud.
Yes. I feel bad because she's really sweet, but I'm like, oh, dear, this is just too flashy.
I had a girlfriend who a similar situation where we would go out and she would start fights with people. She would drink and not fights with me, but she'd pick fights with people. And it always made me nervous. Like, I don't want to get involved with this. And so I did. I stopped going out with her as far as like to drink. With that said, I did really like her and we're still friends. So we do other activities, which is why I'm like, because you do like her, there may be other activities where there's no alcohol involved so that you could get the side of her you like. I think try that. I think that may be, look, it may, maybe not. Maybe it's terrible and you don't want to see her again. But I say give it a shot with an activity that's not drinking and take her to breakfast so you guys are even.
All right, super idea. And I thank you for coming to Phoenix. I got tickets for your show today. So excited.
We're going to have so much fun. It's such a fun show that I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Thank you, Robin.
All right, good talking to you.
I don't drink.
Yeah.
So I.
So I have no excuse for why I don't want to hang out with
you. Exactly.
It's his sober personality that's embarrassing. Next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Lisa on the phone.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Robin. So excited to be on the line.
Welcome to Call Waiting.
My cousins and I are obsessed with you. So just a little shout out. Hi, Annie. Hi, Michelle. I've made it.
Hi, Annie. Hi, Michelle. Okay, so paint me the picture. Tell me everything.
Yeah, so this was kind of interesting. So I have a friend of mine who I've been friends with since college. So I'm out of college already 13 years. So it's been a while. We've been friends a long time. And over the last couple of years, I just feel like our friendship has gotten more distant over the last few years or so. So I got married in 2021 and she started to act a little funny. Like she came to my wedding. She didn't give me a gift, which was fine. Like, I know finances are hard for folks. And then like 3 months later, I got a whole bunch of random gifts that came in from Etsy. And I was like, all right, okay. And then a couple months go by and, makes really no effort to stay in touch. And then you know, came once or twice to come visit. And then she kind of just separated herself. And so she ended up moving down to North Carolina. I got pregnant and had a baby. And she's really made no effort at all to kind of stay in touch. Again, I'm not expecting gifts or to be showered really with anything. But it's a bit odd, right? I've been friends with her since, for what, I don't know, 18 years old. And now, you know, we're in our mid-30s. We're living our best lives. And now I feel like our lives have just separated quite a bit. So I don't really know where we stand. You know, I go to wanting to reach out to her, to not. And I just kind of feel like we're in this awkward kind of, I don't know, time, if you will. So I didn't know if you had any advice on if I should, you know, just kind of let this relationship continue the way that it is. Should I just let it fizzle? Should I make more of an attempt maybe on my end to reach out? What are your thoughts?
The last contact, when was it? And was it you reaching out to her?
No. So I just celebrated my birthday on Friday. So I did get a text from her.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. And no big Instagram posts, no Instagram stories, no big Facebook wall posts like I had in years past. This year, I barely got a, hey, happy birthday. Hope you have a great weekend with your family. Which I was like, oh, thanks so much. And I'm like, well, now what? You know?
Yeah. Okay. So here's my advice. Friendships come in waves. Like sometimes you're really close with someone and then you go through a patch where you're not very close and then something happens and then you guys are close. I mean, that's just all relationships go through waves. I would suggest reaching you on your end, put in a little more effort. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she's going through something. Maybe she's really busy and maybe you're going to have to be the one to pursue that end of it. And then if you still don't get anything back, although it's really sad, I would say then step back and maybe down the road she will then come back. And then it's up to you to decide if you want that friendship. But I would say if you're missing her and you're missing that friendship, I absolutely think you should put in the effort. I mean, I have some girlfriends who never call me. Ever. If I want to see them, I have to call them. And you know what? So I do. When I have free time, I call them because I love them and I want to see them. And then I have other friends where I know, because I do this. I sometimes disappear. I get so busy. I get wrapped up in my own world and I sometimes cannot be the greatest friend. And they will be like, Robin, can we please do dinner? Robin, can you know, they'll push on me. And because I love them, I want to see them. So I say, yes, on your end, reach out to her, make plans, try to be there for her. And if she doesn't reciprocate. Thanks,
reciprocate.
Thanks, security. Then you can move on and say, all right, you know what? It's not what it used to be. But yeah, reach out and see. But just know, even if it's not right now, in a couple of years, you guys may rekindle the friendship better than ever. So I wouldn't write her off yet.
Sounds good. Yeah, huh? I could definitely do a better job of staying in touch.
Yeah, just because you never know what she's going through.
Totally.
And then call us back and let us know, hey, Robin, the advice was terrible. She never responded. Or you can be like, Robin, we're best friends again and we're going away. Do you want to join us?
I love it. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Wait, what is it? Reciprocate. What's when it rains?
Precipitation.
Okay. Those two words are very similar. All right, next call.
Okay, Robin, we have Brooke on the phone.
Hi, Brooke.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Call Waiting.
Thank you for picking up.
All right, so tell me everything going on.
So I have a friend who recently shared his feelings with me for me. And now it's just like this very awkward situation where basically he was like, I want to take you on a date. And he gave me a letter to ask me if I wanted to go on a date and I have to like somehow respond. And I don't think I want to go on the date because I want to be friends, but I also don't want to like lose them as a friend. But it's been very weird.
Yes. Okay. I have some questions before I give you some advice. One, how long have you guys been friends for? And have you ever hooked up?
We've never hooked up, but we've been friends for probably 2 years. but seeing each other like constantly, like we're in the same friend group, like always hanging out kind of feeling.
Okay. Was this a handwritten letter?
Yes.
So, wow. That's a lot.
What's crazy is that I was dating someone else at the time who I recently broke up with, but I was meeting with my date and was hanging out with my friend. And then I was like, oh, I got to go. And that's when he gave me the letter. So I like went to this date with the letter of another person who confessed their feelings for me. It was a very weird situation.
And so in the letter, does it say like, I like you, I would like to go out on a date? Or is he saying like, do you have feelings for me? What was like the question? How was the letter ended?
The letter ended by saying like, I want to take you on a date, but I didn't want to ask you because I wanted you to have time to like think about it. Which honestly is kind of a nice feeling of like,
absolutely.
Like, okay, like if he had just asked me, I would have been so flustered. But now I have to like send a text and be like, no, but like, are we still on for game night? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, it's awkward, but that's like exactly what you have to do. Actually, you know what I would do? I would start it and like do a sandwich compliment, okay? Mm-hmm. So I would start it off and be like, we'll just call him Bob for the sake of this story. You'd say, Bob, I have to tell you, this was the most flattering letter I've ever gotten. Like, thank you so much. Like, regardless of everything, I just want you to know this meant so much to me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this way he's not embarrassed for sending it, that he knows you're taking this as a compliment, you know? Then say, I gave it a lot of thought and I really love our friendship. I am so appreciative as our friendship, and I just feel more of a friendship vibe than romantic. So although I don't think we should go on a date, with that said, then you go in with the next compliment. Mm-hmm. This friendship has been one of the best friendships I've ever had. And I hope like you're I'm so flattered. And I hope you know this was the greatest letter. And I expect letters like this all the time from you now. But I do think like friendship is where we should stay. Like make sure he knows that you're not going to be weird. Make sure that he knows that you want to continue the friendship and that make sure he's not embarrassed for doing it. Because usually that's why friendship will end, when someone asks someone out, because then all of a sudden it's awkward. It's now on you to make sure he feels comfortable.
Yeah, the only hesitation, I get worried that like now that, like because I'm dating, so I'm like, when we all hang out as friends, like sometimes like I have a date or whatever, or like we go to shows and like, I just worry like, okay, now I won't be able to see him in case I'm like seeing someone else.
Yes, you can. If you're going to say I want to be friends, and if he makes it weird when you bring other guys around, then that's not someone you're friends with. Then he was not going to be your friend regardless, you know?
Yeah.
So don't, no, you're going to say everything we just said. You're going to say, I want to be your friend. You make sure he doesn't feel weird. And if he starts being weird when you bring around guys, then that's someone you don't want to be friends with. You don't feel weird, and make sure he doesn't feel weird. And I have a strong feeling the friendship will last. And if not, that's on him then. And he was not going to be a good friend to you anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Should I write it in a letter?
And tell him, I got a new idea. Say, I'm not interested, but my friend Robin is. And then send her my picture and tell her she loves handwritten notes.
Yeah.
And I'll take them off your hands.
Amazing. I'll give them your pen pal address and you guys can chat.
Excellent. All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
and
Robin.
Good luck with this.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, you were joking about that, but you know, that's actually a really good advice of just, you know, helping him out to find someone else. Maybe she knows.
Oh, I wasn't joking.
Oh.
Guys, thank you so much for your calls. To find out each week's topic, go to my Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic, and I name the topic every week. And then you just call in. The phone number is 720-727-6296. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. Now, so we discussed this last week that we wanted... This is a mutual decision.
Very mutual.
That we figured the news segment was just, I was falling asleep.
And I don't like to.
Doing homework.
Yeah, and do the research. Though I did this morning, I have like a minor anxiety attack. Like, I got to get the story. Oh, no, wait, I
See?
Don't.
This is what a good friend I am to you. I took something off your plate. Okay. So anyway, so we're going to try out different endings till we find out how we want to end this podcast. Today is science. So what do I mean by science? Well, I want to break a Guinness World Record. So I applied to break the highest duct tape sculpture. I got declined. So then I saw that there's a donut queen who was able to stack 12 donuts in 1 minute. So I applied to beat it. I said I could do 13. They said, try it. They accepted me. So I'm going to try to beat it. Now, there's a lot of rules. So I'm going to read you the rules. Security, I have the rule list. So here are the rules for me to beat this Guinness World Record. And then today I figured we'll like see where I'm at. We're going to try it. I'm going to give myself a minute and we'll see how many I could stack. But I first want to go over the rules.
I was going to say, I'll describe what you're doing.
Okay.
I got to have a job. I got to do something.
No, you're right. You're right. So your job, you'll be like a sports anchor, accountant. No, announcer.
A sports accountant. A sports announcer.
You'll count the donuts.
I'll count the donuts.
One.
Two.
Okay. So here are the Guinness World Record rules for me to beat this previous holder. One. Any variety must not be iced, fresh, and not stale. So it can't have any icing.
No icing.
And it cannot be stale.
Correct.
No adhesive of any kind.
So you can't put glue on it.
No. Or squeeze out anything.
Like if there is like a jelly, you can't squeeze it.
Okay.
Out.
Begin the attempt with both hands flat on the table. First donut must be moved completely from where it is on the surface. Oh, so you can't have the first one started.
No, you have to like move it.
Yes. Must be stacked one on top of the other in a single column. Only one donut may be held at a time. Okay, but I can use both hands?
You use both hands, but it can't be like, you can't hold both donuts with both hands at the same time.
Permitted to touch multiple when stabilizing the stack. So once it's stacked, we can just put it in order.
Yes.
The stack must remain standing for 5 seconds. After the attempt, the donuts must be consumed by humans.
Correct.
Now, I don't have to eat all of them. Just everyone in the room has to eat them.
It has to be eaten. If you want to eat all of them, that's a new world record.
All right. Must be overseen by 2 independent witnesses and 2 professional timekeepers.
Correct.
So that won't be for today. Today we're just going over. Just practice.
And yeah, it's just a practice.
And Is eating it part of the practice? All right. So should we like do it right now?
I think so.
Okay. Hold on. Let me clear this space. So guys, right now I just bought a pack of Entenmann's. I only bought 12.
Okay.
Okay, security, are you excited?
I am pumped for this.
I actually think I could do it. Do you have faith in me?
I think you can, but you know what? Do it. Do it.
Okay. All right. So I'm letting the people know. Oh my God, this smells so good. I want a donut. Oh my God, this smells so good. All right.
What flavors are there?
All right. So right now we have old fashioned, powder, and cinnamon.
Okay.
So it has to start with my hands on the table, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And remember, it has to go from, the first one has to be taken from the...
From there. So it has to start with me lifting one up and putting it down.
Correct.
And then I can do one at a time and I can use 2 hands when I'm putting it, stacking it up, right?
Correct.
Okay. Why do I have anxiety? Oh, dropped something. Okay.
Measuring tape. It's okay.
Not the donuts. Okay. So should we just start? Now you have to let people know what I'm doing.
I'm watching. So we have the cinnamon, powdered, and old fashioned.
Okay. Wait, I have to roll up my sleeves. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Robin Scholl's first attempt of the donut stacking challenge.
Do you know what I was just doing? Bah, bah, bah. You know, like in the basketball?
What? What?
There's a sound effect where they go, bah, 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 bah. All right, just here okay. We go.
All right, let me get the timer ready.
Okay.
Now, again, I'm not an official timekeeper. That's not my professional
we're just practicing.
Job. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, hold on, start. Okay.
Oh, wait, so first, hands are down.
Robin's hands are on the table. On your mark, get set, go. So she's first going for the powder, then she goes for the old fashioned, then she goes for another old fashioned, then she goes for a powder. She is stabilizing it, then she goes for another old powder. We are up to 6 so far. We're up to 7. She is stabilizing. She can feel it. She can feel the toppling. Oh no, it doesn't. Now she got another powder, and so she's stabilizing it. We're only at 18 seconds. Robin can feel the pressure. She's grabbing now into the
how many
the cinnamon.
Am I up to?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She's up to 9. So far, and she's got the 10th one. She's on the 10th one, and oh, it's starting. Oh, it's okay. It's
oh, wait,
still stabilizing.
This is bumpy.
It is bumpy.
Why did I put it on a bumpy
thing? I do not know why you put it on a bumpy thing. And
hey,
now
guys, the tray I picked has bumps and ridges.
All right, she's up to 11. She's up to 11. She has one more cinnamon to grab, but every time she's letting go, it's starting to topple over.
Yeah, this is not going. Okay. Okay.
Remember, it has to stabilize for 5 seconds. It has to be. Okay. So now she's grabbing the last one. She's up to 12. She has 12 together.
Okay. And the problem is, how much time are we at?
We are at, 108. Forget it. You're done.
Okay. Here's the problem. So if I let go right now, it will topple over.
Correct.
So how? Yeah. Okay. So how does one make it stay?
Well, you know, why don't you try it again? Why don't you put them all back?
Okay.
Why don't you not put it on the bumpy surface?
Okay. Yeah, maybe that wasn't the greatest idea. Okay. Here, rip this box.
Here. How about on a plate? How about, on the paper?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. All right. Okay, you ready? Start again.
Okay, here we go.
And okay, bumpy surface.
No bumpy surface.
All right, hands are
on the table. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Robin's going to do her second attempt at the piling of stacking of donuts. On your mark, get set, go. And first she's grabbing for an old-fashioned, two cinnamons, and then an old-fashioned, and then another old-fashioned. Is she going to go for powder? She's going for the powder. She went for a powder. And now she's grabbing for another old-fashioned, a cinnamon, and now a powder. She's going to keep it. She only has...
Wait, how many am I up to right now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She's up to 8 right now. As you're hitting 9, it's starting.
It's always the 9th one.
It's the 9th one that's giving her problems. We're up to 24 seconds. Oh,
okay,
it's stabilized.
No, I broke a donut.
She broke a donut. Ladies and gentlemen, she broke a donut. What's going to happen? She broke a donut. All right, she's at 10 right now.
Okay, I have 10 staying.
Yeah, but it's starting to. Oh, she stopped it from falling over. We're at 40 seconds. Wait, one is broken. No, Robin, you don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
And she 4. Eats the donut. Okay.
So
I have thoughts.
Okay.
Can I tell you my final thoughts?
Yes, yes. I want to hear your thoughts. How are we going to go into this coming summer with training?
Okay. While stacking them, this is my scientific takeaway. Around 9 is when it starts toppling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's my takeaway. And I need to get to 13. So I have to add, this was my sign. I'm scared to say this out loud because I don't want anyone to steal this, but I feel like this is an inclusive club that I can trust my people. So what I realize is when it starts tilting one way, I need to put the donut a little over to the other way to distribute the weight.
It's like the game Topple. Exactly.
Never heard of it. Oh. But but I think that's where I have to
But now, do you think the choice of donuts is a...
I thought this was a great choice.
Good choice?
This was it. We're going Entenmann's all the way.
Really? Okay.
Yes, this was it.
Do you not want to try?
Look, I'll eat everything. All right. Okay, this is good. Well, guys, we'll check back in as the summer goes on and as training. You know, throughout the summer, we'll check in and see how I'm doing.
Perfect.
All right, guys, this was so much better than the news.
Okay, I even admit this. This was better than the news.
And it's going to be so much tastier.
Yes.
All right, guys, thank you for everyone who called, and I love talking to you guys. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and TikTok so you know the topic every week at Robin Shaw Comic. Also, if you could take a second and rate and review this podcast, that will help me so much. Guys, thank you. Oh, hold on. I have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.